Now look closely at the capital of the left pillar. Can you see the little face? A torch might help you if you have one, perhaps on your phone, but you can see this little devil on your screen. Was this here to keep an eye on the priest? These little bird-like carvings, known as beakheads, are common in Norman churches and are thought to derive from pre-Christian traditions. Now look at the chancel woodwork. In contrast to the cheap pine pews in the nave, all the woodwork in the chancel is oak. There's a gap in the panelling in the middle of the left wall where there's now a seat for the organist. Maybe there was an earlier organ against the wall, which is indeed the case. A harmonium was installed in 1865 and replaced by an organ in 1905, at the same time as the panelling and the choir stalls were put in. The present organ was installed in 1997. Above the panelling is a string of moulding which goes all round the walls of the chancel, just below the window openings. This moulding, which continues within the aisles as we shall see, was probably created when the chancel was extended and the aisle built about 1230. A freestanding high altar of Portland stone was installed in 1968. The previous altar stood against the east wall. The change in position meant that the priest celebrating Mass now faced the congregation, as opposed to facing the same way as the congregation, east. Now approach the altar.